I'm Jane Durrell, and I'd like to tell you about an interesting exhibition I've just seen. If an art gallery plans a show of textiles that present innovative use of fiber materials in the woven tradition, to quote from the news release, the result may be an exhibition suggesting, among other things, that sometimes artists just want to have fun. The Marta Hewitt Gallery has such a show up now, with more than one artist using his or her technique and skill to give viewers a smile, although much of the pleasure the exhibition invokes is the simple response to beautiful things. 11 artists contributed to Interwoven, with works demonstrating that textiles, which of course is one of the oldest ways of making things, still can be both surprising and innovatively beautiful. The artists come from various sections of the United States, as far-flung as New York, Minnesota, the West Coast, the South, and include one Cincinnati-born textile maker who lived and worked in California. Some of the artists are over 80 years old, I was told, and 4 of the 11 are men, which suggests that neither age nor sex precludes working in this medium. It is, however, the medium that those of us who aren't artists are most likely to have tried a hand at, so perhaps we look at these works with a greater sense of what went into the making of them. The materials employed are sometimes what might be expected, but also range into elegant silks and alpaca and the totally unexpected, including cast bronze, fiberglass, paper. For instance, Ed Bing Lee works with colored waxed linen thread, which he uses to make knots, thousands of them, along with linen and ribbons and other unlikely materials, to produce a cheerful and absurdly beautiful work called Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries. There are some 20 cherries, complete with stems, in a bowl. Another work he calls 20 Blackbirds Baked in a Pie. That one includes hemp, waxed linen, and cotton floss, among other elements. Lee, whose background is Chinese, had a mother who was a seamstress and who must have taught her sons some tricks with thread and materials in general. Jappy King Black is another long career artist who incorporates surprising materials into her work. Grapevine bark is one of them. Kevin Cole's materials are, as might be expected, paper, wood, metal, but his use of them is not. He twists and weaves these elements into surprising compositions. The Cincinnati-born artist in this exhibition is Judith Scott, who's no longer living, but who employed found objects as her base and wrapped them with knotted string, yarn, and other materials to produce enigmatic but compelling objects. Interwoven will be on view through March 10th at Marta Hewitt Gallery on Pendleton Street and over the Rhine. Open hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday through Friday, and 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.